Thank you, Weston. Blessings to you, man. For a song of thanksgiving, as we prepare our hearts and our minds for Holy Communion, please turn to In the Bleak Midwinter. We'll sing stanzas 1, 3, and 4. It's on page 221. If you're able, would you please stand? As we come together today to celebrate Holy Communion, what an awesome day to remember what God, through Jesus Christ, did for us so many years ago through this meal that we remember as the body and blood of Jesus Christ. Whenever we come together and do this, I don't know about you, but all my life, I kind of, every month, actually whenever I was my kid's age, we did it once a quarter in my church. And then as times changed, we began taking communion once a month. And I, you might say, got in the habit of each time I took communion, I, even as a youth or older youth, I took it as a time to restart or recommit my life to Christ, to ask God for God's forgiveness on my life and for all those things that maybe I fell short on, as Wesley so kindly put earlier. Weston, not Wesley. Oh, Wesley, that brings back memories. But anyway, he's a friend that I've had in the barbershop world. So as we gather together today to take Holy Communion, we need to remember, and as Weston said, take this as a moment to make your life, to ask God's help in making your life Christ-centered for the new year. Begin here, right now, in this place. God has given you a wonderful place to gather, and you have taken the time and the energy to come to this place this morning through the snow.